Yes, my mother there, and my father disown me. What am I to do? My mother there, and my father disown me. What am I to do? Now I'm living in this world, I ain't got nobody, not a brother, sister, no cousin, family. But it's war and rebellion when I meet Calypsonian. My intention is war. Calypso singing is such a technical thing. It was not made for one and every to sing. How by the heavens can these songsters win? Except by necromancy, and that is a sin. My head is like a book that is well compact. My tongue like a gun that never yet snap. And I'm sorry for the molester who molests Lord Invader. My intention is war.
Ladies and gents, most respectfully, please accept my compliments courteously. I must appreciate your loyalty and the patronage that been given to me. I start to sing 1928. Today I'm known as Macbeth the Great, and I want you to know, my friends, that I master calypso wherever I go.
Now I pity their condition, they have no ammunition to fight in this open competition. I pity their condition, for they have no ammunition to fight in this open competition. When it comes to calypso singing, both of them, they are pair of weaklings. Don't they know I'm the Duke of Iron, and I command calypsonians wherever I go.
This insolent booby, delirious mule, audacious lamonger, you're out of rule. Your abnormal expressions, won't know while hearing descended ones, pretender, and stop your snaring, your gabbler squabbler, illiterate ape. Now you are in a terrible scrape, any resemble man, well, go go a faulty from Tobago.
Men like you who are corrupted and defiled with such dangerous disease, you should be exiled. The city council should have you fumigated. From the company of man, you should be isolated. Ladies and gents, please look at his face and tell me if that belongs to the human race. Those false myths, the sensation, can't fool the population. Tell them, roll away.
Now, Lord Invader, please listen to me while I am shaping up your destiny. How dare you to approach your superior with your rotten composition that is inferior? Don't you know that I am a warrior of royal birth, and I will put you 6 feet under the earth? Don't you see I'm the Duke of Iron, and I destroy Calypsonians everywhere I go?
Once my enemies bombing a track, I fought them bravely, I drove them back. Some people call me the great Julius Caesar, while others call me William the Conqueror. It is not for me, they have got to fear. It's my lancing power that have them dear. I'm just like a mystic when I should face these lunatics. My intention is war.
When on the battlefield I began to crawl, Calypsonian get excited, gallop and bawl. Ferocious beast, before my prey, they remained at my mercy to be killed and slain. Listen to me, they are just like a lamb, for the worst ammunition can't do me no harm. For Macbeth in his power like the rock of Gibraltar, tell them run away.
Invader is not bowing to submission, but we're going to finish with this composition.
Listen, my friends, I want you to know that you cannot beat Trinidad for Calypso.
And ladies and gents, accept my compliments. I know that you have accepted our implements, so we're going to end up with this little Calypso because it's getting later.
No, no, not yet. Not yet.
Now I'm going to rhyme a verse extemporaneously and show you my singing ability. I'm proud and delighted to have you here and to tell you without no care, ladies and gents, I welcome you wholeheartedly. And to tell you plain and candidly, the Lord Invader, the Master Calypsonian, I give satisfaction. My intention is war.
Macomb, you have me bazodi any more shot. Give me Malkadi. Macomb, you have me bazodi any more shot. Give me Malkadi. Just because me blouse ain't longer, me pants and drapes and with a waist by my shoulders, you wait until I went out on a X. Must evening on your bring your saga in me house, romancing. Fan me saga boys, fan me. I said a fan me saga boys, fan me. Long live our gracious king, but a kiss me saga boy Christmas morning. Hook, line and sinker, came in a shikumana. Wake up Mr. Clark. You said I'm wrong, but you do not know. Don't blame the neighbors, for they didn't tell me so. I had me idea and decided to lay me trap. Made me attack and lay wait in the back. I heard a knocking, I saw him entering, the lights went low. I heard a whispering, there was no earthquake, but the place was shaking. You then light the lamp and you began singing this. Fan me saga boy, I said a fan me saga boy, fan me. Long live our gracious king, but a kiss me saga boy Christmas morning. And fish is balls, then bowl is fish. A hole near the bed, in the partition, is where again, my observation. He locked your neck and you're made to grasp a foot. He kissed you in your eyes and you gave up the ghost. He locked your neck a second time again, made you content. Promise him a fighter plane, in the heat of the battle made a right about that. He mashed your cons and you were done well knocked out. Fan me saga boy, fan me. I said a fan me saga boy, fan me. Long live our gracious king, but a kiss me saga boy Christmas morning. La da da, la da da, la da da, la da da. I also saw, though you say a lie, when you hear the facts, sure you can't deny. Same hold true, wish again, observation. I even noticed some naval actions, because I saw him with his destroyer, while you were getting ready with your minesweeper. Shot a torpedo at your ship and missed, but dropped his bombs in your captain's office. Fan me saga boy, hook, line and sing. Fan me saga boy, don't stop at all. Long live our gracious king, but a kiss me saga boy Christmas morning.
Change your crazy way. Worry until you're deaf, dumb, and blind. Loving of time. For when you love, you won't lose your mind. Loving woman is waste of time. When you love, you won't lose your mind. Loving woman is waste of time.
The female of the species is worse than the male. I'm sure that you must have read Kipling's tale. The female of the species is worse than the male. That I see is the opinion universally. I heard a bamboo band was singing lustily. They sang,
Man Santa be bad, bad, but woman Santa be more than bad. Man Santa be bad, bad, but woman Santa be more than bad.
If you meet up with a cobra on the way, he'll wiggle and he'll twist and try to get away. But if you bounce up with a female beside the trail, she will hiss and she will spit and stand upon her tail. If he yells and you cry, she wouldn't be in dread. But with the poisonous tongue, she want to kill you dead. Because
Man Santa be bad, bad, but woman Santa be more than bad. Man Santa be bad, bad, but woman Santa be more than bad.
If you study sanitation, then you're bound to know the peculiar characteristics of the mosquito. The male mosquito is a fool and his delight is to worry and disturb you when you sleep at night. But the female anopheles won't leave you alone. And when she gone, she leave malaria in your bone. Because
Man Santa be bad, bad, but woman Santa be more than bad. Man Santa be bad, bad, but woman Santa be more than bad.
I was worse than the male, yes, we must believe. Take the story in the Bible of Adam and Eve. Adam was simple in his search for truth, but Eve had her eye on the forbidden fruit. So when he disagreed, well, she knocked him out and forced the apple inside his mouth. Because
man's Santa be bad, bad, but woman's Santa be more than bad. Man's Santa be bad, bad, but woman's Santa be more than bad.
About 9 o'clock in the evening, me and my girl on my bed relaxing. My little daughter Iris is saying goodnight, so she want a kiss. But before the mother could tell, she know how you don't know. She opened the door, stand up straight, jam up to the wall. She eye open big and she start to bawl.
Daddy, daddy, look a spider on top of me.
I sure she a know, otherwise she don't make it go.
Take a piece of wood
and make sure you flog it good, she said.
Don't look at that big fat hairy spider on my bed.
You could imagine now how I'm frightened, but first afraid spider. I say just in case he jump on me. I have my blackjack in me hand, I already set like a cascabel on the bed. When I finish with the spider, is dead, he dead, you hear the child.
Daddy, daddy, put the spider on top of mommy.
I sure she ain't no, otherwise she'll make it go.
Take a piece of wood
and make sure you flog it good, she said.
Don't look at that big fat hairy spider on mommy leg.
Accidentally, I touch something, and over already my blackjack jumping. I try to wrap him up in a blanket. I didn't want the spider to see it. Abs, spider come and show his face. I start sharing licks inside the place. My girl start to ball, boy, what wrong with you? This ain't a real spider, is a tattoo. The child balling.
Daddy, daddy, a spider on top of me.
I sure she a know, otherwise she don't make it go.
Take a piece of wood
and make sure you flog it good, she said.
But look at that big fat hairy spider on mommy leg.
Still of night when folks saints are asleep and the devil's angels fight, making spirits weep. I'll be in the cemetery with horns on my head, a silver cross and two big holy invoking the dead. Roger, come Roger, Roger unu badanga, ine ine unga wa ine abracadabra, the fire blazing and the water hot. It is time to put something in the pot. A little bit of mud, an eagle's claw, donkey blood and a rabbit's paw, one black hen, piece of golden thread, a grain of hair from the doctor head. If nothing go wrong, cost a living bound to come down. Some obia, come to Papa Boa quick. If somebody thief your chicken or you lose your man, come quick, I am quite willing to give you a hand. I hear me sing, Roger, come here, Roger, Roger unu badanga, ine ine unga wa ine abracadabra, the fire blazing and the water hot. Oh Lord, it is time to put something in the pot. Where go and put? Yellow candle, a rusty key, cock a jab in a pint, a cup web and quicksilver for speed, a soap and head and a jumbie bead. Who do me wrong? Getting the biggest sore foot in town.
I opened a pudding stall in my yard. As the time is getting so hard, I opened a pudding stall in my yard. Well, everybody who tastes a slice, hear them out, they saying the pudding nice. A deceitful Vincentian girl, she bite the pudding and start to bawl. What she said was,
fire, fire, tick, 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 the pudding got pepper. Fire, fire, tick, 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 the pudding got pepper.
Just imagine, friends, how I'm frightened. Since I'm sailing, that never happened. So I made some feed water. She pushed me back and told me don't bother. Yet she making so much noise inside the place. She ain't choking her mouth, a plenty more space. It had pepper, I wouldn't doubt. But she didn't have such a tender mouth to be bawling.
Fire, fire, tick, 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 the pudding got pepper. Fire, fire, tick, 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 the pudding got pepper.
Continued bawling for murder. This time people started to gather, catching spasms and getting worse, as if she wanted to bring out the police force. So I put my two fingers inside her mouth, intending to take back the pudding out. In a clinch, she near break me bone. She said, dictator, leave the pudding alone. Yet she bawling,
fire, fire, dictator, the pudding got pepper. Fire, fire, dictator, the pudding got pepper.
What's the meaning thing of this. Why I know don't you leave the pudding in peace? But she told me, when you hear me bawling, boy, it is, I'm enjoying. I asked how she want the pudding to last. She directly out of the pudding class. She was only bawling for pies. You don't know she snatched for a bigger slice, yet she bawling.
Fire, fire, dictator, the pudding of pepper. Fire.
One day the Lord went down in the city, and white shopping man I feel so hungry. One day Lord Blakey he went in the city, and white shopping man I feel so hungry. So when I reach the corner I stop, and I go on inside a Chinese bookshop. Well friends I put myself in a jam, what the Chinese saying I can't understand. You want curry fit and lie.
No, no.
You want curry beef and lie.
No,
no half, no shawl, me no ash, no Helen. All me call is some blue shitting. She tongue the fool. The Chinese man say, I hungry again, she another day.
No, no, no.
Well, I hungry to death, want something to eat. So I went by Harry up in George Street. I hungry for so my body run down. When I reached by Harry on the food on. So I cross the road by Ramchan Alley. All he had was some stale roti. Nothing to eat, rent in port I spent. So I going back by the Chinese again. You want curry pork and lie.
No, no.
You want curry shrimp and lie.
No, no.
I got some soup in the back, push it the. You want the food, I tell him, well, all right then. All the talk, he talk, he talking in vain. As he turned the back, leg, he gone again. Well, you could imagine my position, looking for food like a hungry lion. My belly choking up for a quiche, to go home a bong there before I reach. When I look in a glass, friends, I was amazed. My lip white like I need for days. Gone in the bookshop, belly in my hand. With the same attack came the Chinese man. You want curry shark and lie.
No, no.
You want curry kong and lie.
No,
hungry for you, the Chinese man say, Chin give me something to eat right away. He bring a bowl with some kind of chop suey, and I start to eat immediately. Well, I find the menu was tasting nice. It's some kind of beef, well cooked up with rice. To tell you what kind of meat at the time. I was so hungry, I hadn't that in mind. When I finish eating, I turn to the Chinese. Chin, what kind of meat you give me? What he say, I couldn't understand at all. So I hold my head and I start to bawl. You want curry smelling and lie.
No, Chin, no.
You want curry salty and lie.
No, Chin, no.
You want curry dog and lie.
No, no.
You want curry cut and lie.
No, no. No, no.
Running him.
Holy pussy, holy pussy, holy pussy,
if you see him. pussy running. Nobody didn't know it's a pussycat who was sleeping so. So they sent out the CID for Barons, Rani, Bab, and Montague. But the CID men tell them flat,
you're not a human friend to the cat.
Didn't believe the police were alright until they jammed the person that night. They ran in him.
Holy pussy, holy pussy, holy pussy,
cat. If you see it,
holy pussy, holy pussy, holy pussy, cat.
Pussy running.
Holy pussy, holy pussy. That night, if you see people run out their house with knife and gold pistols, well, they call and give away. I've a baton just like my CP. He's a man, long time of planning. Oh, whenever I catch him, the man vexed till they get ready for hold that pussy in the night. He dead, they running him. Holy pussy, holy pussy, holy pussy.
If you see him, call any junction. In if Ivy start to cross, why all you men so advantageous? But don't get big wood and go back home. The crowd too big as one cat alone. The girl from X Man, she start to grain.
Only sorry that pussy in mind.
They run in him.
Holy pussy, holy pussy, holy pussy,
cat. If you see it.
Holy pussy, holy pussy, holy pussy, cat.
What's he running?
Nicest guy in town, always full of cheer, as on Europe mirror. Sein Tate is a Mexikaner, sein Mami is an Amerikaner, seht mir ruhig wie a Ziganer, gelebt am Mandelbaum. Glas of Naschen likes mit Bagel, Glas of Pimplin mit a Nagel, esst wie a Pferd, denn schluckt wie a Fagel, gelebt am Mandelbaum. Guy around, you should see how he rumbles, this muzzle of Columbus. Sein Ballerbus ist sehr agitter, sucht ihn Gurnet und Gurnetitter, arbeitet neben schweren Schütter, gelebt am Mandelbaum. Glaubt es sind soll ihm Gittelbacken, glaubt der Chair, was kann sich racken, wenn alle gehen essen, geht tanzen, gelebt am Mandelbaum.
Well, good morning, man, and the top of the day to you all. This is the host, KBC, and this is the Bit Slap. I've never done a Calypso show, as per se, but here we are. We're getting around to it because I'm running out of other things to do, but guess what? I got lots of Calypso. Oh, my God, I have so much floating around. A Calypso is a story song. It tells a little story. Usually it's kind of amusing, and somebody gets the short end of the stick or something like that. And they're almost exclusively men. I don't hear women making fun of the men in their lives, but they probably should because they all sound like idiots when they sing about themselves. But that's just the way it goes. Most of these guys are from Trinidad. That's where, pretty much where Calypso started. Mostly it started in the French language, the Acadian language, the Patois, etc., and eventually made its way into English. So here's what we've heard. We heard up top the Calypso War from three guys, a regular rap war from Lord Invader, Macbeth the Great, and the Duke of Iron. After that was Fan Misaga Boy from The Lion, along with Gerald Clark and his original Calypsos. The Duke of Iron after that. Loving Woman is a Waste of Time after that. And then after that, Man Centipede from The Duke of Iron again, along with a little chorus of women. Man Centipede, bad, bad, bad. Women Centipede, more than bad. Look out. Harry Spider was the Mighty Sparrow. He was the, his name was Slinger Francisco. He was, yes, the Calypso King of the whole wide world. And he also gave us Witch Doctor after that from 1976. Pepper Pudding was a guy named Lord Dictator. Lord Blakey after that. Chinese Restaurant. You heard all the food talked about there in not so complimentary fashion. And then Hold the Pussy while you're in the Chinese restaurant. I thought I'd put those two together. Dedicate that to Donald Trump. And that was the Sand Pebbles. That's an old favorite from a long way back. I like this version the best, so you'll hear another one someday soon, I hope, or eventually. And then Benny Bell, who was not from Trinidad, who was not, well, he was, you know, born in Brooklyn as Benjamin Zamberg. And, of course, you know him from shaving cream as well as all kinds of fun little things. And that was called Calypso Mendelbaum. Stretching it here, but that's what I like to do, right? So, okay, we got more coming up. Again, I wish I could tell you more about these people, but eventually I'll do more research and figure these things out. This has been a rough week here. We had it was like 95 degrees yesterday here in Bangor, believe it or not. We're not used to that here in Maine. All right, anyway, let's get back to work while it's still cool.
The fire siren alarm. Inspector Power gave the command when he heard the fire siren alarm. So
out the fire, out the fire,
out the fire,
out the fire,
out the fire,
out the fire,
out the fire,
out the fire down there.
Was drinking me rum at the railway bar when I heard the fire siren afar. So I ran down the road just to admire, but all what I heard was out the fire,
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 out the fire down there. A little piece of fire through storm and rain went on the wharf and burned down the crane. Old Miss Mary, I made to understand, she ran down the road with poor charm in hand.
Out the fire, out the fire, down there.
Out the fire,
out the fire, down there.
Out the fire,
out the fire, down there.
A coolie woman said, "A red da fire burn them katia and pile them lota." I said, "Hey my Miss Abby, you are poor on it. Chest can be had at the supply store."
Out the fire,
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 out the fire, down there.
Ah,
baby, dee, pity bum bum bidi bum bum bidi wum bidi do little dat 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 a diddle do. Bad bad bido outi fire
outi fire
outi fire
outi fire
outi fire
outi fire
outi fire outi. Going to the country was my desire to save myself from such a fire. I ream a bus, force if you please, so I rode those buses for comfort and ease.
Howdy fire, 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 howdy fire.
Jamboree took place in a New York cemetery. It was a zombie have a jamboree into the Woodlawn cemetery. Zombie from all parts of the islands. Some of them were great Calypsonians. But then the season was carnival. They got together into Bacchanal. What them singing?
Back to back, belly to belly, and I don't give a damn, for I done it already. Back to back, belly to belly, was a zombie jamboree.
I hear the chorus.
Back to back, belly to belly, I don't care a damn, for I done it already. Back to back, belly to belly, was a zombie jamboree.
One female zombie, she would not behave. She was a jumping and stomping on her grave. In one hand she holding up a flask of rum, the other hand she beating on the conga drum. The lead singer start to make up some rhyme, while the zombies rocking their bones in time. One bystander hear what him say, it was a treat to see the zombie them breaking away. When them singing
back to back, belly to belly, and I don't give a damn, for I done it already. Back to back, belly to belly, was a zombie jamboree.
I hear the chorus.
Back to back, belly to belly, and I don't give a damn, for I done it already. Back to back, belly to belly, was a zombie jamboree.
I want everybody in this world right now to know that this is the music of Lord Jellicoe. I tell you this quite candidly, we have the group here with Mr. Pee-wee. And when it comes to the calypso, we rip them anywhere in the world that we go. So I want, if you want to feel grand, come to hear calypso in Jamaica land. When we singing
back to back, belly to belly, I don't give a damn, for I done it already. Back to back, belly to belly, was a zombie jamboree.
I need a solo.
Back to back, belly to belly, and I don't hear a damn, for I done it already. Back to back, belly to belly, was a zombie jamboree.
And I stand upon a zombie feet. Then the zombie, he raised up his finger to warn. He said, mister, mind you stand up on me corn. The funniest thing that you could ever see, a zombie yamming salvage without a key. I never see grandma brew more ginger beer than at the zombie carnival which took place last year. What them singing?
Back to back, belly to belly, and I don't care a damn, for I done it already. Back to back, belly to belly, was a zombie jamboree.
I hear the solo.
Back to back, belly to belly, I don't hear a damn, for I done it already. Back to back, belly to belly, a zombie jamboree.
Can we got a beer pen?
Back to back, belly to belly, I don't hear a damn, for I done it already. Back to back, belly to belly, was a zombie jamboree.
Thank you.
when I first landed in the USA. Listen how I got lost on the subway. When I first landed in the USA. Listen how I got lost on the subway. I had a date with a chick and I went to Brooklyn, but I couldn't find my way back the following morning. I had money yet I had to roam, and still I couldn't get a cab to drop me back home. I met a cop and told him I'm a stranger, Lord Invader, a calypso singer. I live in Harlem and came here yesterday, but now I want to go home, I can't find my way. He told me walk back 3 blocks and he put a red plane, go to the subway and take the uptown train. I got confused, I was in a heat, I couldn't find my way to 125th Street. I came out the subway and didn't know what to do. Looking for someone to help me through. You talk about people as bad as crabs. It's the drivers who drive in the taxi cabs. Some passing you empty and yet they won't stop. Some will say they have no gas so they can make the drop. I had money yet I had to roam, but still I couldn't get a cab to drop me back home. I console myself and started to walk. I said that happened to persons who born in New York. So I decided to leave the girls alone. If they want to see me, they must come to my home. Because New York is so big, it takes a year and a day for anyone to get accustomed to the subway. I had money, yet I had to roam, and still I couldn't get a cab to drop me back home.
Papi Schumelda, you making yourself a bloody clown. Up and down the country looking for Obia, and your perspiration smells so strong. Well, girl, you only wasting time. Obia wedding bells don't chime, and you can't trap me with necromancy. Melda, oh, you making wedding plan, carrying me name to Obia man. All you do can't get through, I still ain't gonna marry to you. Amount of incense that you burn at night, lad and garlic stinking up me place. So much different color candles that you light, rubbing red lavender in your face. Well, nastiness will cause your death. Girl, no man can stand your breath. You're too damn nasty, get away from me. Melda, oh, you making wedding plan, carrying me name to Obia man. All you do can't get through, I still am gonna marry to you. You really want a wedding ring, Melda? There are many other ways and means, like scrubbing your teeth and bathing regular. Soap and water keeps you fresh and clean. Yes, dress up in the latest style.
always wear a charming smile. Some kunu munu bound to say I do. Melda, oh, you making wedding plan, carrying me name to Obiaman. All you do can't get through. I still ain't gonna marry to you. How many nights we hung up tight, tight, tight. All we ever know was love and peace. Now every minute is only fight, fight, fight. Till you're using Obiaman for peace. Well, you don't seem to understand. Obia can't upset my plan. For Papa Nisa is my grandfather. Melda, oh, you're making wedding plan, carrying me name to Obiaman. All you do can't get through. I still am won't marry to you.
I don't know why else, you know, they see good full terror. Because they after every woman to say, she my name Henry Ford from the USA. I say who? She said the man makes the motor car. That is my man, he's a millionaire. They just give me money. I don't take, I say plenty money. She say wait, money buy the buckets. Because I ain't love him, I won't take it. Don't. If I tell you something, there is a ball. He does give me motor cars and all. And he watching me straight in the eye. Oh my lad, that woman could lie. She damn lie. I have the thing to give Elsina, but yet she says she loves terror. I said, darling, you can't fool me, because no love without money. Men like Henry Ford and Borgetti have money that they could pull up the sea. You don't try to pull up my brain with lies. You know the woman is a cross and they start to cry. She say they give money. I don't take, I say plenty money. She say wait, money buy the buckets. Because I ain't love them, I won't take it. Don't love me. If I tell you something, there are you go ball. They just give me motor cars and all. And she watching me straight in the eye. Oh my Lord, that woman could lie. She down line. The last time I met Elsina at Shaka Cabana, said this place belongs to me. Tara, do you love the scenery? I said yes, honey bun, I am proud and glad to know you're holding a nice portion of the land. She said I can bring the receipt to show. I bought it from my engine in Miaro. I have my own courthouse. Did you know I have in my own jail tomorrow? And I would never lie to you, dear. I'm the owner of Woodford Square. I love supermarkets, all is mine. You can get your food free anytime. And I'm going to the moon in July. Bye-bye, that woman could lie. She damn lie.
Barbadian and a Trinidadian dying with starvation. The Bajan say, look, Trini, now we make a cook. I put the rice, you going put the meat. Then we going both have something to eat. But when the pot was nearly to done, the Bajan decide to pull a fast one. He said, Trini, I'm a born Barbadian. I don't like to fight. But when come to the occasion, man, a stick for my right. You put in a 12 cents meat bone, you washed on a lice. I gonna give you a word of advice, take your meat out my rice. Trini got in a big rage. What wrong with you, bitch? I gonna tell you flat, bitch, I ain't taking that. When we were shopping, we both agreed the food will be cooked and share equally. I put my last penny in this meat, and I ain't moving until I eat. Bitch, Trini, I'm a born Barbadian. I don't like to fight. But when come to the occasion, man, I die for my right. You put in a 10 cents meat bone, you think that is nice? Well, don't make me have to tell you twice. Check your meat out, my rice. The Bajan then said to Trini, man, don't tell lies for me. I never told you that we going join and cook up in two. What I mentioned, I can repeat. I said to lend me a piece of meat. Trini so vexed, he begin to cry. Bitch, in front of the eye, you telling a lie. Bitch said, Trini, I'm a born Barbadian. I don't like to fight. But when come to the occasion, man, I die for pride. You put in a 9 cents meat bone. Good Lord, you want half a slice. If you don't want a Bajan ice, get your meat out my rice. By this time, the pot finish. Trini pick up a dish. The Bajan said, no, 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 never happen so. If you want this something to eat, man, take a fork and pick out your meat. But if you had one grain of rice, be Christ, I squeeze your throat like a voice. Trini, I'm a born Barbadian. I don't like to fight. But when come to the occasion, man, I die for my right. You put in an 8 cents meat bone, you Trinidadian lice. Before I squeeze you like Christ, keep your meat out my rice.
Hold him, Joe, hold him, Joe, but don't let him go. Hold him, Joe, I said hold him, Joe. Hold him, Joe, but don't let him go. Me donkey want water.
Hold him, Joe.
Better hide your daughter.
Hold him, Joe.
When me donkey want water.
Hold him, Joe.
He went from the corner.
Hold him, Joe.
Go straight, you can bet your life he's a heavyweight. This donkey of mine, he don't like no weight. When you put him in the cart, he never walked in. When he want his water,
hold him, Joe.
When the donkey want water,
hold him, Joe.
You better hide your daughter,
hold him, Joe.
When the donkey want water,
hold him, Joe.
Hold him, Joe.
jealousy. They want to take my donkey from me. They want to put my donkey in Kung Fu fight just because they know my donkey can fight. And he wanted water.
Call him Joe.
My donkey want water.
Call him Joe.
You better hide your daughter.
Call him Joe.
When my donkey want water.
Call him Joe.
That my donkey bad because he came from Trinidad. This donkey of mine, he wouldn't walk at all. All he does is break the boards out his stall. If you wanted water,
call him Joe.
You better hide your daughter,
call him Joe.
Oh, when me donkey want water,
call him Joe.
Oh, me donkey is thirsty,
call him Joe.
Me donkey want water,
call him Joe.
Me donkey want water,
call him Joe.
Yes, me donkey is thirsty,
call him Joe.
Me donkey want water,
call him Joe.
You better hide your daughter.
Honey, come and go with me back to the West Indies. Baby, can't you see I'm losing my pep and my energy? What I need is my
gin and coconut water. Gin and coconut water.
The jelly, the
gin and coconut water. I cannot get in America.
What is the tonic, man?
Gin and coconut water.
Yes, it is a bill of the
gin and coconut water.
The jelly, the
gin and coconut water. I cannot get in America.
At the medical center, what you think? The doctors told me I'll have to drink. They said, take this advice from me, Houdini, and go back to the West Indies. What you need is your
gin and coconut water.
The jelly, the
gin and coconut water.
Yes, it is a pill of the
gin and coconut water. I cannot get in America.
What is the tonic, man?
Gin and coconut water.
Yes, it is a pill of the
gin and coconut water.
The jelly, the
gin and coconut water. I cannot get in America.
I remember when I was young, I was husky and very strong. Now I am so feeble and weak, my knees keep knocking when I walk the streets. What I need is my
gin and coconut water.
The jelly, the
gin and coconut water.
Yes, it is a pill of the
gin and coconut water. I cannot get in America.
What is the thing, man?
Gin and coconut water.
The jelly, the
gin and coconut water.
It is a pill of the
gin and coconut water. I cannot get in America.
My friends, I would be glad the day that I get back to Trinidad. I know my people would be glad to see me like a monkey climb a coconut tree. What I need is my
gin and coconut water.
The jelly, the
gin and coconut water.
The jelly, the
gin and coconut water. I cannot get in America.
What is the tonic, man?
Gin and coconut water.
It is a builder.
Gin and coconut water.
Oh, the jelly, the
gin and coconut water. I cannot get in America.
And drunk yesterday's meaning always make me family shake. Like Marianne all day, all night, I stagger in high like a kite. It's Christmas, every day is Christmas. I could drink me rum, trust, if it's any fun. I love to be drunk and it's funny. Always in custody,
with friends and the family.
All the man's pick up with me, cause I'm
drunk and it's funny.
Every weekend I'm in the jail,
drunk and it's funny.
Nobody to stand in the hill,
hey.
I won't try. I feel so good when I hide. So bring wine, bring beer, bring gin, bring champagne, ink anything. Night time, day time in the sunshine, anytime is right time. Bring me high wine until I get
drunk and it's all I need.
Always in custody,
my friends and family.
All my head up with me, cause I'm
drunk and it's all I need.
Every weekend I'm in the jail,
drunk and it's all I need. Nobody could stand me.
Hey, 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 hey. They never teach me rum control, so put as long me glass could hold. They say a hungry man's a angry man, but a drunken man's a happy man. Good Friday could fall on Ash Wednesday, as long as it's rum day, I ain't going nowhere until I get
drunk and it's all I need.
Always in custody,
with friends and family.
All man fed up with me, cause I'm
drunk and disorderly.
Every weekend I'm in the jail,
drunk and disorderly. Nobody to stand me in for me.
Giving good rum for Christmas is well, is to open it now and take a taste. As they break the seal, don't waste me time, and bring it with a willing mind. You feel good, you stay in a happy mood. Rum give you for vitamin and nourishment and food.
Nice to be drunk and
disorderly. Always in custody,
my friends and family.
All man fed up with me, cause I'm
drunk and disorderly.
Every weekend I in the jail,
drunk and disorderly. Nobody to stand me.
A Chinese man truck and a Negro man make a collision, but the two truck squeeze a car which was driven by a woman. Well, friends, I laugh too bad until a Negro insane. When the magistrate called the Chinese man to explain, he say, my lolly, corny up, he lolly, corny tongue. It too lolly, bongy lady.
Like anybody.
He's singing the guy down. I sorry all you didn't day. When he write say hospital to hear what the Chinese say. But he persecutor self like if he went out the brain. The magistrate pass an order, but he asks the Chinese again. The Chinese say, my lolly, corny up, he lolly, corny tongue, he too lolly, bongy lady, life. Helicotty, but he lolly, shamsi pihan and pussy lay katong on my lolly. So please tell me who plati lolly molong.
who get vexed and call to the prosecutor. Before things get out of hand, get this man a lawyer. Well, in no time at all, they brought in this man along. Is he what explained what was said by the Chinese man? He said what his lorry coming up, he lorry coming down, the two lorry bounced the lady right in front everybody, but his lorry jammed she behind and pushed the lady got down on his lorry. So please tell he who blasted lorry more wrong.
Such a lovely calypso on accordion. All right. So anyway, in that set, we started with The Lion. We heard from him on the first set, right? And that was Out the Fire. That's a standard. Lord Jellicoe, after that, Zombie Jamboree. I don't think anybody who has anything to do with calypso has ever not done that song, including people like Sha-na-na. The New York Subway was Lord Invader, who is better known as Rupert Westmore Grant. And that was along with, let's see, hold on, I got to expand here. Felix and his Internationals. That's right, correct. And after that, we heard from the Mighty Sparrow again. Obia Wedding, that was the original version. There's all kinds of others. The Mighty Terror, real name Fitzgerald Henry. And that was That Woman Could Lie. She must be a politician. After that, Lord Kitchener. Aldwyn Roberts. He was the grandmaster of calypso, so they tell me. And that was Take You Meat Out Me Rice, man. Don't make me come down there. I have a very bad accent. You're right. I'm sorry. After that, let's see. Macbeth the Great again. We heard from him before in the Calypso War. And that was My Donkey Want Water, subtitled Hold'em Joe. Wilmoth Houdini and his Royal Calypso Orchestra. That was Frederick Wilmoth Hendrix. That was Gin and Coconut Water. I don't know, I prefer mine with pickle juice, but that's just me, I guess. And then Drunken Disorderly from The Sparrow. Unable to find out if that was the Mighty Sparrow or just a guy named Sparrow. Once again, information on Wikipedia does not seem to recognize Trinidad. And then Lord Blakey again, and that was the Chinese Accident, okay? And I will tell you this, if you like this kind of music, if you love calypso, which, you know, I really do, what you can do is dig up some of Irwin's old shows, Muriel's Treasure. You can find them at, if you go to the FMU homepage, go to where it says podcasts, and then flip on that page and just scroll down the list. You'll see me at the very top of the list because obviously I'm the best, but also alphabetically. But scroll down so you reach Muriel's Treasure from Irwin. It used to be a part of his shows that he did for a long time back on the Wednesday afternoon shows. So check it out. You will not be sorry. In the meanwhile, I do have two more for you. Both you should be familiar with. And as always, I'll be back next week with some sort of feeble excuse of a show. Bye.
Happy living a king's life. Never make a pretty woman your wife. If you want to be happy living a king's life, never make a pretty woman your wife. All you got to do is just what I say, and then you will be jolly, merry, and gay. Therefore, from a logical point of view, always marry a woman uglier than you. Woman make her husband look small, and very often causes downfall. As soon as she marry there and then she start to do the things that would ache his heart. And when you think that she's belonging to you, she's calling somebody else to do. Therefore, from a logical point of view, always marry a woman uglier than you. An ugly woman gives you your meals on time and try to make you comfortable in mind. At nights when you lie in your cozy bed, she will coax, caress you and scratch your head. And not a minute in the night she will leave you alone. It seems she wants to melt the fat from your bones. Therefore, from a logical point of view, always marry a woman uglier than you. An ugly woman, your wife, you can be sure you'll be happy in all your life. She will never do things in a funny way to allow the neighbors have anything to say. She wouldn't disregard her husband at all by exhibiting herself to Peter and Paul. Therefore, from a logical point of view, always marry a woman uglier than you. Matters not, your friend said that you have no taste. Marry an ugly woman about this place. One who is cute, looking barbarous and rough, with her skin as alligator, bumpy and tough. Crow's feet, her mouth fall into her eyes. Around her lips a confirmation bow tie. Therefore, from a logical point of view, it's best to marry a woman uglier than you.
Shake, Sinora, shake your body line. Shake, Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, Sinora, work your body line. Work, work, Sinora, work it all the time. This air is a new kind of rhythm, calypso band. Get with him, we play this music together. Come out and dance, I tell your brother.
Jump in the line, rock your body in time.
Okay, I believe you.
Jump in the line, rock your body on time.
Please rock your body,
jump
child.
In the line. Rock your body in time.
Somebody help me.
Jump in the line. Rock your body in time.
When I say rock your body, I mean so. Left to right in the tempo. In case you get a sensation, jump up in the air, come down in slow motion.
Jump in the line. Rock your body in time.
Okay, I believe you.
Jump in the line. Rock your body in time.
Please child, rock your
jump
body.
Jump in the line. Rock your body in time.
Line.
Jump in the line. Rock your body in time.
I want a servant boy to assist me. To bring me grub when I'm hungry. When I leave me out on a Monday, I won't come back till next Tuesday evening.
Jump in the line, rock your body in time.
Okay, I believe you.
Jump in the line, rock your body in time.
Rock your body.
Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Jump in the line, rock your body in time.
Okay,
I believe you.
Okay,
I believe you.
Okay,
I believe you.
Okay.